One of the keys to praying is persistence. We must keep on praying. We must continue to pray. We must not give up when it comes to praying to God. This is very important, and this is the great lesson that Jesus teaches us in Luke chapter 11, and we're going to begin reading in verse 5. Luke chapter 11, verse 5. Now remember that one of his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray." So Jesus taught them what is oftentimes called the model prayer in verses 2 through 4. And then he teaches them the very important lesson of persistence in verse 5. And he said unto them, "Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him.'" So the setting here is between two friends. And one of these friends has a man that's traveling. He's a visitor. He's a guest in his house. And he needs more food to provide for this guest. So he goes to this man who is his friend and he asks him for some extra food. Now the Bible says in verse 7 that the man that he has gone to visit, the man that he has gone to ask food from, says from within, he answers and says, "Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee." So at first, this man that is being asked about bread and is being asked for some bread by his friend says, "No, I can't do that. Look, it's late. We're in the bed. The door is shut. And I can't get up and give you this food." But something happens. And what happened here was that his friend outside kept asking. He was persistent. He didn't just ask him one time and say, "Well, I guess if that's the way that it is, then I'm going to have to ask somebody else." He kept asking. And as a result, the Bible says in verse 8, Jesus said, "I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs." Now the catch here, the key in verse 8 is your word importunity in your King James Version. Now that word importunity means persistence. And you're going to find that in some of your marginal notes. You'll also find that in your New King James Version as well. And so the lesson here is that this man was persistent, and as a result, this man got what he was asking for. Now, what's the lesson there? It's not just to be persistent with other people, although there's room for that. There is a place for that, perhaps in many situations or in some situations in life. But the lesson here is an illustration, folks. He's using that to illustrate the nature of praying to God. We should be persistent. As I said, if we really want something, then we're going to keep trying. We're not going to give up easily. And if we're talking about praying to God, and it's something that we really need in our lives, then we're going to keep asking God for it. So the lesson here is the all-important lesson about being persistent in prayer and how important that is. You see, you put this together with other Bible verses, and it's very interesting. The Bible tells us in James chapter 5, verse 16, that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, what is an effectual, fervent prayer? Well, that is a working, a zealous, an earnest prayer. It is a prayer where you're really praying from the heart, your spirit is really into that prayer, and so it's called the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. And James 5:16 says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It brings about much good. God is really going to listen to that prayer. Now here in Luke chapter 11, the Bible tells us to be persistent. Don't just pray one time and say, "Well, I asked God for that one time and nothing happened." The Bible shows that we should keep on praying and not just say something one time. Now I know that the Bible does talk about vain repetitions. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "Don't use vain repetitions when you pray." But he doesn't say, "Don't use repetition when you pray," because there are a lot of things that we pray for that we repeat from the last time that we prayed. There are many things that we ought to repeat in our prayers every time that we pray. So Jesus does not say, don't use repetition when you pray. He says, don't use vain repetition. Don't use empty or meaningless repetition. Don't just say the words without even understanding or without even thinking about what you're saying. Now, that would be a vain repetition. But as far as repetition is concerned, it's going to be there in prayer. It's going to be a part of our prayer life. And this is part of being persistent when we do pray. So Jesus then goes on to say in verse 9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Now again, we have to understand here that this needs to be understood in light of other Bible verses. Because you can't just dream up or think up anything in the world and say, well, Lord, give this to me, and the Lord is obligated to give it. Because remember, 1 John 5:14 says, if we ask him anything according to his will, he heareth us. So this is not a blank check here. This is not some kind of blanket statement where Jesus says, well, whatever is in your heart and anything that is on your mind, God is going to give it to you. But in the context of things that the Bible says are authorized, in the context of things that are right, and that we do have the right to ask for, the Bible says to seek. The Bible says to ask. The Bible says to knock. And it gives us the assurance here that God is going to listen. Now again, what is the condition that he mentions here? Well, it's being persistent. It's continuing to pray to God. It is refusing to give up when it comes to our prayer life. Somebody illustrated it like this one time. Prayer is like ringing a church bell. You know, you have a big church bell and you have a rope that goes all the way down to the bottom or down to the ground. And somebody gets a hold of that rope and begins to tug on it. Well, you can't just go by that rope and just grab it with one hand and just barely give it one jerk. You have to get a hold of that rope and you have to pull on it because the bell is heavy. And you pull on it once and then you pull on it again and you jerk and you pull and you keep pulling. Somebody said that that's the nature of prayer, that you keep coming before the throne of God and you pray to God and you pray to God, sometimes about the same things, because God says, if you're going to be heard, if I'm going to listen to you, you have to be persistent. So Jesus illustrates it like this. Beginning in verse 11, he says, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Well, Jesus said, as earthly parents, if your children ask you for something, you're not going to give them something evil. If they ask you for something good, you're not going to give them something bad. Well, how much more then is God, the Heavenly Father, the loving, perfect God, going to give good things to us? That's what he says beginning in verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, obviously here, he's talking about his children. He's talking about God's children. He's not talking about somebody here that is not a child of God, that is not a Christian in this context. Because you see, the illustration is between a father and his children in this life and God the Father and his children. Well, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So Jesus' point is very simple. That we as earthly parents want to give and do give good things to our children. And he says, compared to God, we are evil. Now you might look at yourself and say, well, I'm not an evil parent. I'm not an evil person. Why does he call us evil in verse 13? Well, because compared to God, we are evil. So he says, if you, in spite of your selfishness, in spite of your sinfulness, if you can still give good things to your children, then how much more do you think that God, who is without sin, without selfishness, is going to give good things to his children? Now, in the time that we have remaining today, what I'd like to do is to read a few verses in the rest of the Bible that talk about the importance of being persistent in prayer. For instance, in Psalm 55, verse 17, David said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Then in Psalm 61, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And do you remember the story of Daniel? After the law was signed into effect that said that anybody that prayed to any other god than the god of the Medes and the Persians would be thrown into the lion's den. Daniel knew that. He knew that that decree had been signed by the king himself. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. What a great example of praying to God. Daniel was a busy man. People talk today about being busy, not having enough time for prayer. Daniel was a very important man in the kingdom of Babylon and also in the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, and yet we find that he is taking time to kneel down and to pray to God. Now, another passage of Scripture that gives us a good example of what it means to be persistent in prayer is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 5. Here the Bible says, Now she that is a widow indeed, and desolate, trusteth in God, and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. And there's going to be another story that we'll get to in a few weeks, Lord willing. It's found in the book of Luke, chapter 18, and I'm just going to read Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to finish here today with what we're talking about. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says, And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So if you're a child of God today, I hope that you'll think seriously about these verses. I hope that you will take your prayer life more seriously than ever before. Time is getting away from us. Our lives are quickly passing by, and we need to take advantage of every opportunity that we have to pray to God Almighty. Persistence in prayer, that's the lesson in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. Now, next week, Lord willing, what we're going to talk about is the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit beginning in Luke chapter 11, verse 14, and we hope that you can tune in at that time. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of the day.